Well, I'm deeply disappointed that the U.S. House of Representatives voted not to pass by two-thirds vote, a veto-proof margin, my price gouging bill. You know, last May we had a price gouging bill that I put on the floor, and basically it says that you cannot gouge people for energy, such as gas, diesel, propane, things like this. And what had happened was last May we voted on it and it passed 284 to 141 enough to override the president's veto. Well, we brought it up again because we had to make some changes so the other body, the Senate, would accept it. And as we ran it this time, unfortunately, we fell short 276 to 146. We have 11 Republicans who voted for the bill now vote against it. So I fell about three votes short of the two-thirds majority to override the president's veto and to pass it under a expedited procedure called a suspension calendar. So I'm really disappointed. I mean, majority, like almost two-thirds, three short of two-thirds, 276 members voted for the legislation, but because it was on a suspension calendar, you needed 279, and unfortunately, I could not get those extra votes, which the bill did not pass on suspension. So we go back to the drawing board, and on the price gouging bill, I think you'll see it again later this year, we are intent on passing a national price gouging bill. In northern Michigan, we've seen it, especially with propane, where the Attorney General brought it underneath Consumer Protection Act, Michigan's Consumer Protection Act, and settled a lawsuit against a propane dealer who was selling propane at very, very high prices and had a couple of companies in northern Michigan selling at very high prices, so we had to sell that case. So there's a need for a price gouging law. There's a need for a national price gouging law, especially since most of our refined products from petroleum comes from out-of-state refineries. So that's the reason why you need national law. So hopefully we'll go back to the bill again, and we can pass it yet later this year. We'll make some changes, try to get those last three Republican votes and maybe three or four Democrat votes, and hopefully we can move this legislation.